The area of strong high pressure that kept us dry has run its course and pushed to the east. That's why you're going to notice more humidity today and also a few more clouds. Temperatures a few degrees cooler, but still fairly typical for early July. We will watch the opportunity for some showers, but moisture chances appear to favor areas west of the Hudson Valley, including the Adirondacks, Western Mohawk Valley, and Catskills. Tonight, a fast-moving area of low pressure will move up the coast, bringing with it a round of focused, steady, and for some, heavy rainfall. This rain will favor southern New England and the lower Hudson Valley, with lighter rain for portions of the mid-Hudson Valley, as well as western New England, southern Vermont, and Taconics. We do our best to dry out in between storm systems Friday, as a cold front will move through for Friday night. Ahead of the cold front, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms are possible. Some could be on the strong to severe side. Any sunshine will go a long way to destabilize the atmosphere and add fuel for storms to work with Friday afternoon. The biggest severe threat is gusty wind, heavy rain, and frequent lightning. Currently, the Storm Prediction Center has portions of the North Country as well as west of the Hudson Valley listed at the marginal chance for severe weather Friday. Following cold frontal passage, we're going to keep our eye on another upper-level disturbance, which will bring another shot of rainfall into the region for Saturday. This will likely bring scattered showers and maybe even some thunderstorms to the area. Best rain chances will be across the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley. Showers will gradually wind down by Saturday afternoon to evening, but in general, the further north you live, the better opportunity they'll hang on a bit later. Dry weather briefly returns on Sunday, while a weak cold front will try and produce a few showers for the Adirondacks into the Champlain Valley by Sunday evening. Elsewhere will remain dry. Monday will bring a renewed chance at showers and thunderstorms, primarily to areas north and west, but that front will finally push to the south for Tuesday. This brings a better chance at widespread scattered showers and storms before we dry out again with high pressure building behind the front on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a well-defined shortwave trough topping the western U.S. ridge will dig southeast toward the upper Mississippi Valley. Strong convection has already developed this morning along the international border, producing multiple thunderstorm clusters, and may develop into an MCS as it continues to work its way east across northern Minnesota toward the upper Great Lakes this morning. However, this afternoon, a frontal boundary will serve to focus renewed thunderstorm development as surface temperatures will climb into the lower 90s over southeast Minnesota and extreme western Wisconsin. There will be ample instability and shear for thunderstorms to work with today. Supercells will not be uncommon. The biggest threat will be damaging hail as well as some gusty wind, but we also can't rule out some isolated tornadoes as supercells continue to progress southeast into southern Wisconsin. Across the western U.S., dangerous fire weather conditions continue with intermountain heat expected to reach the 90s to 100s, while the desert southwest, including southern California, southern Nevada, and southwestern Arizona, remains under an excessive heat warning, highs today back into the 110s. For those of you traveling across the northeast in New York City, expect mostly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s with a light easterly wind, around 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Boston, mostly sunny skies, but we will see increasing clouds throughout the day. Highs are in the upper 70s with a light southeasterly breeze. In Buffalo, partly cloudy skies with a few spotty showers possible. Highs are in the upper 70s with a southwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 82 degrees and the average low temperature is 61 degrees. The record high, 97, set back in 1886, and the record low temperature is 47, set back in 1962. Sunrise, 5:24 a.m., sunset, 8:36 p.m., a total of 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight with a net loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 32 degrees Wednesday morning at Climax, Colorado, to 121 degrees at Death Valley, California. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Expect mostly sunny skies. It will give way to some clouds this afternoon. Isolated showers possible. Highs will reach the mid-70s to low 80s. Wind will be out of the south around 7 to 14 miles per hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies will transition to partly cloudy skies. Temperature is warm once again in the upper 70s to mid 80s with a light southerly wind. Shower chances are limited. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly cloudy skies will transition to mostly cloudy skies by the afternoon. Highs will be warm once again in the mid to upper 70s. Wind will be on the light side, around 5 to 10 miles per hour from the south. Shower chances will pick up during the afternoon to evening, but will be light. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly cloudy skies transitioning to mostly cloudy skies by afternoon. Highs warm once again in the mid to upper 70s. Wind will be on the light side around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Shower chances here also limited. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny skies will give way to partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Warmest weather in the immediate Capital District. Wind will be out of the south around 5 to 10 miles per hour, but shower chances limited this afternoon. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, a round of organized rain will be on its way out by Friday morning. However, areas such as western New England and portions of the Connecticut River Valley may see that rainfall hang on a little bit later through the mid-morning hours. Highs will rebound into the 70s to low 80s, with more showers and storms returning for Friday afternoon, sticking around through Friday night. Lows will be falling into the 60s. A secondary disturbance bringing additional wet weather, with best rain falling across the North Country and Champlain Valley by Saturday. Highs will range from the 60s in mountainous areas to the lower 80s for parts of the Connecticut River Valley. In general, expect warmer weather for areas that dry out first. Drier conditions for most by Sunday afternoon, with unsettled weather returning for Monday and Tuesday. Highs will be in the 70s to 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.